Welcome, enthusiastic listeners of Planet Earth. This is the In Memory of John Peel show with me, Zaffman, here on Freeform Portland, KFFP. And very exciting times as the votes keep coming in every day for the Festa 51 at the end of the year. You can vote up until December 24th, but don't leave it until then because we have to count them. And it's a complex voting system, which you can read about at inmemoryofjohnpeel.com. Up at the top of the page, it says Festa 51 2012 voting. And it's very easy. You can vote however you like. Anyway, and we're number one. We're number two today, but number one most of the week in the worldwide chart, Freeform chart, and actually 317 in the chart of all podcasts, which is actually over 100,000 podcasts, including things from major radio stations, religious organisations and the like. All kinds of nonsense and cookery shows. We're up there amongst the top ones. So, you many thousands of listeners, please do, while you're going to vote, consider watching the silly video of me asking you to pay a little bit for the show. Just a little bit, $1 even will help. Thanks. Right, enough of that. I'm going to start this show. It's new music, but it's an old song. It's one of my favourite songs, and I play every version I get, more or less, especially when they're as good as this. This is Lana Del Rey's. Yes, I said Lana Del Rey's with Where Did You Sleep Last Night?
My girl, don't lie to me. Tell me, where did you sleep last night? In the pines, where the sun don't ever shine. I would shiver the whole night through. My girl, where will you go? I'm going where the cold wind blows. In the pines, where the sun don't ever shine. I would shiver the whole night through. My husband, he was a hard-working man, just about a mile from here. His head was found in a driving wheel, but his body was never found. My girl, don't lie to me. Tell me, where did you sleep last night? In the pines, in the pines, where the sun don't ever shine. I will shiver the whole night through. My girl, don't lie
You might know that from Nirvana, perhaps, and it's often called In the Pines. But the song actually was written in the 1870s and first published in 1917. And there's many, many versions of it. Haunting. And that's a great version, I think, by Lana Del Rabies on Death Barn Ark label. Right, now here's the Dwarves of East Anguza, which is a bit of a silly name, really, isn't it? But not a silly band at all. It includes none other than Alan Bishop of the Sun City Girls. The track is Resonance. Thank you.
Yourself, no, not a betting man. I know.
That's Exec, E-X-E-K, and they're already getting a lot of attention in the Festa 50 for another track I've played on the show, on another show. You'll have to look for it, won't you? Anyway, that's the album Biased Advice. Everything on it is good. That track is called A Hedonist. Right, and staying in that same or similar kind of sound, a wonderful woman, Kate Le Bon, I think she's from Wales, actually. Yeah, she is. She's from Wales. And Kate is spelled C-A-T-E. She was in the band Drinks, or is in the band Drinks, which I played a lot last year. And here she is on her own on this album, Crab Day. The track is wonderful.
Motion picture film, oh yeah. I wanna be a temping ball, we'll
Well, I'm a lucky man, and it's appropriate to say in the week that Greg Lake, who's from the same town as me, died. And everybody should know the song, Oh, What a Lucky Man He Was. Anyway, that's the lyric. Anyway, you know, shut up. So. All right, ravioli me away. What I'm saying is, my even though I'm lucky, if my future involves me building a new studio after this Soup Caves gets out of my hands, into the Soup Caves number 3 next year, then my dream would be to have Ravioli Me Away for an evening playing in the studio. I don't mean, you know what I mean. It's a bit like getting tongue-tied, isn't it? Skepta. He's a grime artist, I think from London, I don't know. Anyway, had a few conversations on the internet, and you can go to his Bandcamp page, skepta.bandcamp.com, and buy the album. He's very good. This track is Numbers.
Quit talking numbers, calculator. Quit talking numbers, at you haters, that's a three. That's a three. One more time. Quit talking numbers, calculator. Quit talking numbers, at you haters, that's a three. That's a three. Yeah, see me on the front cover of the magazine. Winning, sheen. Slept on me when I had a dream. I was singing, what you mean, what you mean? Now you would've thought that it was Halloween. How I'm killing all these niggas in the scene. Got the X, got the purple, got the green. Cause every day, man, I get lean. Yeah, I'ma lay down some laws. Hold up, pause. Tell my lawyer fam, look at that clause. What's the contract looking like fraud? A&R looking like a shark. Front teeth looking like jaws. Telling me about all these numbers, then how come they are never on tour? Just quit talking numbers, calculator. Quit talking numbers, at you haters, that's a three. That's a three. Yeah, just picked up a new pack of the loud. Smell that, wow. Me and P fucking up another sound. This one shouldn't be allowed. Never thought you would see me with a crown. Never thought you'd be seeing me around. Knew we were on the same flight. You never thought you would see me in the lounge. This year, man, I'm trying to get checks. Before that, I'm trying to get the respect. Stepped out in my new creps. One sec, flex. I just want to talk to the youths. Nah, I don't want to talk to the press. All these numbers are making me depressed. Give them, man, a fake email address. Man, just quit talking numbers.
Three.
Well, I think I'm getting punched drunk with all this tremendously good music. That's Katie Gately. That's a nice name, isn't it? Gately, not Lately. Katie Gately with a track called Lift off of an album called Colour without any U's in it. And that's on the Triangle label. Yeah, wonderful stuff. Very punchy and uplifting. And we are playing a show which is a normal show, but it does include a few that have got votes already in the Festive 51. And you can vote even if you just hear one track you like, or if you've done, you know, been working on this for months and you're stressed and anxious, not sleeping at night with your 100 songs trying to reduce them down. You can vote for as many as you want, actually, but you get less points for them if you vote for too many. Seven's about the optimum. That's the effects, Mike. Huh? Yeah, good, wasn't it? Okay, Oliver Coates is coming up, and singing on this song is Chrysanthemum Bear, so I'm told.
AD 580, St. Verica sprinkles certain lepers with holy water and immediately cleanses them. AD 612, a star was seen the seventh hour. AD 586, a solar eclipse in the morning. AD 592, deficiency of heat for 3 years.
That is a dark morning, a cloudy morning.
AD 742, there were dragons seen in the sky. Serpents were seen in the sky. Wolf was heard speaking with human voice, which was horrific to all.
Dragons were seen in the sky.
Rivers of blood. Partial eclipse of the moon.
Shining knife in autumn.
The wolf was heard speaking with human voice, which was horrific to all. Dragons were seen in the sky.
Thank you.
There's more Oliver Coates there, and that's more typical, perhaps. He's a brilliant musician there with Mika Levi on the album. What's the album called? It's called Remain Calm. I have to do that, don't I? And I forgot to tell you where to go to vote. Go to inmemoryofjohnpeel.com, and there at the top of the page you'll see Festa 51 2016 voting. And it's very easy and very flexible. Pattern Man, have you heard of that? It's a project by the wordsmith, as I call him, Rick Holland, and a local electronic band called Chrononauts. And what a great job they've done with this 20 or 30 years or so of accumulated words. This is this is a title track off of Pattern Man. No, it's not. It's Mosquantino Story.
Moscatino's story. We all look a bit weird in this light, don't we? 99%ers, cherry aid and pea green, see-through skin and cherry black, mahogany and brandy snap. It's always been kind of nice when we smile under these lights. And nice when we do what we do. Come here. Look at me. Let me look at you. Pattern Man. A lot got seen when we shook away the sheen. When we shook away the sand trays. All those things that made you unhappy, the surviving things, the thriving sing-songs, rod in the back, ducking in the shadows, the getaways. And what you wanted was to look straight at their eyes, smile and stamp out beef, say good morning, relief. The world could have been a center prong, could have put on the jacket and slim shoes. And sleepwalked, shivered the paving, made the concrete part like the seas, drunk the world's deep from those ivory fortress walls, and built the crown of jewels to sport. Trains come, trains leave, endlessly. Human faces don't change. Decades come, decades leave, and there is still space. For you, for me, alive in the sliding streams, strata in the seams, the soliloquies of notes and feelings, dealing in them like swimming eels, our sung notes, our regency. So live in the sliding streams, strata in the seams, the soliloquies of notes. And feelings dealing in them, like swimming eels, our notes sung, our regency. There is always judgment. There's a tick in the room with no clock. Saturn mania shocked our childhood games, did it not? Indians and cowboys, robbers and cops, haves and don't gets. There's never been a better time to get better. Weapon armed, style and signed. Click. Languages talk, speaking new babel. Choirs in anthems, rolling rough precinct. Where we're from, to where we'll never see. It breathes the same fume air as his headphone disciples walking our street. Believe in these portals of city sounds to systems of meaning. Believe. Beyond this lies undescribed joy. Make it sound. New start on Massacre Island. A free newspaper headline underground. It gave us darkest suburbia and its symbol, the lawnmower. Media prophet of the 1960s in paperback. Dress, £15. The headlines, read this morning. I was trying not to read the headlines by then. But this was a poster of a young woman moist with perspiration, somewhere hot, staring at me. Bang! Same campaign. Several steps later, different young lady. How do I turn this off? This predisposition to headlines. Me. Colors swarm. Human faces drift. Bang, bang. Mini poppers of sex. Yes, achievable. Letting them dissipate. Blessing them on their way. Posters, people, papers, print. Maybe this is achievable. But then food, coffee, muzak, lyric, remix, pattern, blip. Headline, pattern, blip, music, food, lid, remix, pattern, coffee, blip, headline, this, listening to the simultaneous messages, listening to the simultaneous messages, released the greatest flood of oral linguistic music ever manipulated into art. Simultaneous notebook seed overload. Data classic pattern active interplay taught. People avoidance skills technical tactical physical mental. I'm paid by the hour. Do nothing. Feedback. What is yours like? Authenticity. Courage. Knowing your shit. Pressure to be polished. Why? like spurs, sharp enough to bind air with now, and wrap around any starting point you can fling. Try me, it's either mastery or madness, and either one will free me. What's the difference? The man with metal high, pattern jam, pattern man, free to fly, sound birds, sound bites, freestyle, face sun, green, pigeon, science, a green, reform, nettle breeze, whistling trees, humans, put me on a train and image reigns, the shadows and their smells replace the race, away from being, one image hang man, slag dump structure melt to green, this is gas future, pattern dream.
Well, remarkable stuff. Pattern man there, and it's the best thing I've heard of that type since the Tiny Pinpricks of Fame. My brain doing something to me there. And I suspect the man behind the Tiny Pinpricks of Fame and the man behind Pattern Man, which is Rick Holland, would have similar processes, I believe, and they should probably get in contact with each other. Very approachable men, both. Right, now, something completely different. If you want to vote for any of these things, of course, go to inmemoryofjohnpeel.com, and at the top of the page, there's a wonderful link where you can click on it and vote. And there's another link where you can contribute. There's thousands of people. I can't remember, amazing numbers of people listen to this show, and we're often number one. And yeah, I just can't believe more of you can't afford a quid or two per show. Thanks. Bruxa Maria, this should shake you up. This is off the new album, Human Condition, Socially Cleansed.
Yeah!
Well, I planned to play a long track by Dag Rosenquist, and very suitable that would be, peaceful but noisy. However, we're running out of time, and people need to fit the show into 1 hour segments, sadly, but that's radio. So here's Wire, the band. Yes, Wire from God knows when, 70s, maybe 80s, certainly, and still making new music and refusing to play their old stuff. And a great new album this year, Nocturnal Koreans. And this is Pilgrim Trade.
Rodney Stoke. It has a delightful church. A famous family gave the village its name, the ancestors of Nelson's Admiral Rodney. In the tiny chapel off the chancel lie Edward Rodney, George, his son, who died at 21, and Anna, his daughter. The best of them all is Anna, perfectly charming under a window, serene in a richly embroidered bonnet with lace collar and cuffs, her sash and sleeves looped with bows and double rows of pearls on her neck and shoulders. Looking down on her is the grim figure of George. Grim because he is getting out of his coffin with his shroud still on, his hands raised with his hair falling on his shoulders, and above him an angel blowing a trumpet to announce his resurrection. Looking across the chapel towards them are Edward Rodney and his wife, in oval recesses under a curtained canopy, their eyes wide open, Between the chapel and the chancel sleeps the oldest Rodney of them all, Sir Thomas of 1478. Cherubs and angels hang from the canopy of his richly sculptured tomb. A dragon peeps out from a spandrel, and on the tomb he lies, a neat and captivating figure. His head on a helmet with his eagle crest, his feet on a dog, his dagger at his side. Five queer little women look from the front of his tomb into the chancel, one kneeling at prayer for his soul, two counting their beads. And looking into the chapel on the other side, daintily carved on shields, are St. Anne with the Madonna and Child, St. Leonard with the shackles he struck off the wrists of prisoners, and a bishop. A fascinating group the Rodneys are. It would please Sir Edward Rodney if he could come back to see that Rodney folk are keeping up the high tradition of the Somerset carving men, the heavily panelled oak roof of the nave, and the bowed roof of the chancel with his dainty carvings, are as he would see them, but the bench ends are simpler and of our own time.
Yes, yeah, stunning, isn't it? Darren Hayman is not Hay, H-A-Y, as in hay, the stuff that makes you sneeze. Hayman. That's the track, Rodney Snoke. It's from an album called Thankful Villagers, Volume 1, running out of time. So, goodbye. Go to inmemoryofjohnpeel.com and vote.